Welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, 1:30 in the afternoon. The day the tickets went on sale, the day the tickets left very, very quickly. That's all that can be said. We're going to be with you right up till 3 o'clock. Coming up in about half an hour's time, Scott Brown, Director of Communications for True North Sports and Entertainment, will join us to discuss what has been an unmitigated success for True North, and the drive to 13,000 is complete. 780-1290, area code 204. 780-1290. You can follow us on Twitter at Illegal Curve. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/IllegalCurve. And of course, go to our website, www.illegalcurve.com.
And Drew, I just want to quickly mention a few of our friends are going to be joining us, not on air, but they're going to come bring us some coffee because we know we need it. But a couple of them were successful. Maybe all of them were successful in getting tickets. And we want to hear from everybody because it's kind of a 50-50 split. Some people got tickets and they're elated. Other people are depressed and want to vent. So we want to hear from everyone.
But, you know, even the people who haven't been able to get tickets.
They're not that. Yeah.
They're not that down. Yeah. They're saying, you know what?
So you go to the same place, you watch the game.
Yeah. That's right. So exactly. You go to your local pub or your sports bar or whatever and you're watching with a bunch of buddies and that's going to be good enough.
Tickets will pop up. Tickets pop up. That's just what tickets do.
They just pop up. Is that what you're saying? Anyways, twitter.com/IllegalCurve is a good way of getting a hold of us as well.
Quickly before we go to the call, let's just go to give credit to credit's due. Timmy behind the behind the board there and Remus.
Yeah.
Remus
Timmy's doing a fantastic
job. Smooth show. You guys are doing crazy work behind the scenes and due credit.
Yeah, we have the easy jobs here, just yammering our heads. We'd be doing this anyways with or without microphones. So it's we do appreciate the efforts put in by Tim. And actually, I think somebody's going to need to give Remus some CPR one of these minutes. It looks like his hair. Yeah. You can tell how Remus' stress level goes depending on how big his hair gets.
His hair is
getting bigger and bigger as the minutes pass by.
Today at 9 in the morning, he had the flowing hair. And now it's a little bit matted.
It's a little matted. Yeah, it's a little matted, but he's still devilishly handsome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just a tweet to somebody agreeing with David Turnbull, who had just called in earlier.
Yep.
Missed out on the season tickets, and he just bought a mini pack for the Gold Eyes to help ease the pain.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's great. You know, we do. It's got to support. You know, we know that the NHL is now going to be the big player in town, but that doesn't mean that we can't stop supporting the Bombers and stop supporting the Gold Eyes and everything else. Hopefully, there's enough of a market here in the city for everybody so that everybody can reap the rewards of what is turning into be a fantastic sporting town.
Did you get P4 or P5, Drew?
I got P6.
Oh, P6.
Well, I got P6. Why do you ask?
I just forgot. It's been a long show.
It's been that long. It's only been an hour since, or maybe about 75 minutes since I got them.
And Drew, we think the individual game tickets are going to go on sale in September, right?
Sometime in September.
Is there going to be a Drive to 1000 website?
I don't think so. I think those tickets will go real quick. I'm not too worried about. I don't think they're worried too much about the single game tickets. Those will be gone in no time flat. It's just there's really no other word you can call this marketing campaign. You know, I was listening to Hustler and Lawless yesterday afternoon, and I think Gary was either talking to Jim Ludlow or Scott Brown at the time, I'm not sure which. And he said, they're going to be teaching this marketing plan in schools as an example of what to do to sell a product.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's true. I mean, I think it's 100% accurate. It's an unbelievable success, what they've been doing here. People asking us on Twitter, twitter.com/IllegalCurve, do people know what spot they're on the waiting list?
We're going to ask Scott Brown about that.
Yeah, we'll ask
Scott Brown. Write that one down, Drew.
Yeah, spot.
You've got it on the screen right there, Drew. It's right in front of you.
Yeah, write it down.
I'm going to write it down.
We have more calls or questions, Izzy.
Yeah, Izzy, there's a lot of...
I'll ask that question.
A lot of questions to be
asked
here.
I'll ask the question.
Let's go to Yes, okay, I thought... Orion in Calgary, you're on line 3. Welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, man, you got it eventually. It's all good.
Yeah, it's a hell of a name, I got to say.
Thanks.
I like
it. I'm just calling. I got a pair of P7s today with a buddy of mine from Manitoba.
Yes.
This is a really great day, man. I'm really happy.
So are you moving to Winnipeg or what?
No, actually, I'm moving to Atlanta.
Whoa. Boo earns.
Did you get traded for the entire organization?
somebody had to take it for the team, man.
Yeah, so are you going to use the tickets? How are you going to do it?
Well, we'll use quite a few. I think the idea is basically we'll try to sell, around cost, about half of them, and then half of them we'll give to friends and family and probably donate some to Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
That's nice.
So you're saying that's a very nice, but the ones you're planning on selling, you're not planning on selling them for a profit, is that right?
Well,
you can
maybe
tell me a little.
We'll be selling them for $60 a piece. Yeah. We'll be selling them probably at face or below.
Okay. Well, that's very reasonable of you. Orion, we appreciate the call. Thanks for tuning in from Calgary.
Thanks a lot, man.
Orion, quickly, are you still there?
Yep.
Ezra at IllegalCurve.com. I'll buy I'll buy at least five from you, man.
There you go.
Sounds good, man. I'll add you.
Nice.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. Let's go to line two on 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. Greg did not get tickets, and he says the arena is too small.
Yep, it is.
Greg, finally, where have you been all morning, Greg?
Well, I'm at a political annual general meeting.
Okay. You got other duties, Greg.
Yeah. So I'm calling it a day after my 29th birthday, per se.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. And I'm saying, here's the thing. You have you sold 13,000 season tickets in 4 days. You have a wait list of 16,000. So that's 29,000 people eligible ticket-buying people, okay? You have an arena, which is 15,015. If you expand the arena, and I hate to say this to Winnipeg, I've been an advocate and launching supporter of this arena is very too small. It's like 5,000 short for a reasonable NHL franchise. If you expand the arena to 20,000, such as in Chicago, Toronto, and Montreal, you would basically fulfill the people on demand of season tickets on your wait list. That's virtually good and sane, but it's bad and sane in terms of having a wait list of that capacity, plus more money from the more tickets, more fans in your arena equals more gate revenue.
Yeah.
Which you're only capping your gate revenue. You're going to be capping your gate revenue to the tune of $53.3 million a year.
Greg, we appreciate the call. Tickets. Greg, thanks for the call. We'll answer it. We'll answer your point. The phone lines are lighting up. 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290.
The problem with that suggestion, and you probably could fill it, Greg, you're absolutely right. The problem is when you're in Toronto, Montreal, Chicago, you're drawing from millions and millions of people. And if the team is poor for a while and suddenly you're selling 14,000, you know how empty an arena looks with 14,000 people in a 20,000-seat arena?
Yes, it does.
That's basically, you know, a third empty. So
it's called jobbing.com arena.
Yeah, and you
no,
can't.
That's
and,
1,400,
and Greg, the genius behind True North's decision here, and it's unfortunate for people who can't get tickets, who haven't been able to get tickets, but the genius behind it is they've created a demand for the product. And without that demand, I mean, would it have been as crazy if it was 20,000 and there was no limits? I mean, this is something, it's something created by them somewhat and obviously by the hysteria of the fans.
Exactly right. You've created a tremendous demand for tickets and supply is small. It's a recipe for success. Let's go to line one. Rob is at the lake. He's a 50-year season ticket holder for the Bombers. Rob, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
How are you doing, guys? I'm driving out to the lake, and just wanted to stay home to make sure I had a good connection to the internet. I started off with P3, but I'll tell you, man, I was lucky with the P6.
Yeah, you got.
How many tickets did you get, Rob?
I got two.
Nice.
My family was a Jet supporter from the original game, and we've also been Bomber supporters. This is our 50th year having season tickets.
Wow.
Well, congratulations, Rob. It's good to see that you're supporting two of the local sports franchises.
And for all the people who are worried about not being able to support both.
Yeah, I want to ask you guys one question. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that there's going to be a situation in which people realize that after 2 years or 3 years, maybe they've overextended themselves? And, those P1 and P2 tickets for 5 years, that's a $60,000 commitment. That's serious fun.
Rob, this is how I'm going to answer that question. I think when people signed up for their tickets today, they were fully aware what they were signing up for. I honestly believe that won't be a problem. That's my personal opinion because nobody didn't know that they were signing up for 3, 4, or 5 years. I think everyone is on board for this thing long term. That's my answer.
Well, Rob, I hope so, and I hope to the people that didn't get tickets, I'm hoping that those of you who did, maybe you could, give some friends and relatives a call and bring them out to a couple games because it's going to be an incredible thing. I know I'm going to be really excited for the first game. It's going to be insane.
Hey, agree wholeheartedly. Rob, thanks very much for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go to line three. 204.
50 years, Bombers, Drew. Wow.
That's a loyal fan you got right there. 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. Steven is in Southdale. Steven, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Thanks, guys. You can count me in on the I didn't get tickets crowd. Okay. I can say that I was online at 12 o'clock I logged in. I was right into Ticketmaster. It took me about 35 seconds for the Ticketmaster page to get on screen. From there, it took me maybe 5 seconds to click on two seats in P6 for a half season. Sold out. Jumped to P7. Sold out.
Yeah.
Jumped to P5. Sold out.
Yeah, we've heard that. But
by about 12:05, I tried, and I was limited to the half season, so I tried 6 and 7 about 24 times. I checked by 12:05 every section. It said the same message: we don't have seats available in your area.
Yeah.
So even though they said 17 minutes, I think if you did not get logged on and just by the luck of the draw get in within the first 5 seconds, by random choice, you were cooked today. So.
I suspect you're right. It may have taken 17 minutes for everything to process through the Ticketmaster servers and the credit cards to get charged and everything else. But I suspect you're right. If you were not on right at the drop of 12 noon, you probably were a little bit SOL.
Well, even if you were, I think it was a coin toss.
Absolutely.
It was a
crapshoot, 100%.
Anyway, you know what? I look forward to them coming down. Now, my only wish, and I have to be honest, I wished this before this drive, but I'm rooting for it a little more now. I hope they don't call the team the Jets, because all those who said if they call them the Jets, don't call them the Jets, I'm out. Maybe they'll want to give up their tickets now.
Huh? Yeah, I think those are big talkers, and I think that your wish is going to come true. I don't think they're going to be the Jets.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. From a pure personal standpoint, the Moose colors, the Moose logo, it's a better look. You can do more with it. I get the emotion with people. A 28-year Bomber ticket holder, if they decided to change the name of the Bombers, it would be pretty sacrilegious to me. But fresh start. Let's celebrate a new era. Let's not relive the past. Let's not bother with the Queen, bother with the old announcers, the old team, the old mediocre team that we had in the NHL. Fresh start, and let's be a leading contender. And this management group with Chipman at the head has shown to the AHL they can pull that off.
Appreciate the call, Stephen. Okay. Thanks very much.
We got an email from Jeff. I think you got this one, Drew.
Mail's not up.
Hey, guys, love the show. Could you please ask, and we've been asked this question earlier today, can you please ask Scott Brown when he is on the show how we can find what number we are on the wait list?
Yep. Yeah.
So we will put that down to ask Scott Brown.
I have them there already. Exactly.
How many times can you write it down, Drew?
Well, I've got it once, and Remus has it once, so we're doing well there.
I am attempting right now to get Bill Daly on the... He is in a long meeting.
Okay. On a Saturday afternoon?
Yeah. Well, I mean, these guys don't exactly... They get paid big bucks for a reason, Drew.
Yeah.
We're trying to get Bill Daly on. We're working our best. We don't think we're going to be able to, but we're trying anyway, so we'll try. We'll see.
We're with you for another 75 minutes, so if we can get him on, we will definitely do so. Let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to take some of the phone calls who've been waiting patiently. More of your calls, more of your tweets, more of your emails. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, the special Successful Drive to 13,000, live on Sports Radio 1290. 1:45 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We're rapidly approaching the end of hour number 5 of today's program, and we must say our heartiest thank yous to Richard's mom, who has just brought the studio with a absolute sack load of food for us, keep us nourished and energized through the last hour of today's program.
A lot of mayo here.
Richard doesn't like mayo, so he's complaining nonstop about it. But
well, this is the best thing ever. We were actually dying of thirst and hunger, and Richie's mom brought in, I think, $500 worth of teen burgers, Pepsi, barks. So this is amazing, because Richie was already eating all the Timbits. He was leaving half Timbits in this box. It was getting pretty...
Sorry, I was so hungry.
It's getting pretty scarce in here.
Is somebody's phone ringing?
I must say Desi.
Oh, it's Maureen's phone is ringing. That's okay. Let's go to line one. Sean in Niverville. Welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hi there, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Sean. Good, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Well, a little disappointed. Didn't get my tickets today.
Did you get on? Were you online right at 12
noon
and everything?
And two other buddies on, two other computers as well, yeah.
Yeah? Couldn't pull it off? Just luck of the draw, that sort of thing?
Yeah, you bet.
How are you going to try and get out to some of the games?
Well, I went on that waiting list, but also just try to get on individual games, or, you know, hopefully friends that did get through will have some pity.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able. I'm sure you'll have some nice friends there, Sean. Appreciate your call.
Just about the... The stadium there for a second.
The arena, yeah.
Yeah, the stadium. If they ever...
Oh, okay.
Before they tear it down and move to the new one, they should have an outdoor classic, and then you can get 40,000 fans.
That's a great idea, and what I think they're going to do, actually, is wait for the new stadium to be built, and I bet you as soon as the new stadium is built, they'll make a petition to try and get an outdoor game, and I think the tickets would go just as fast for that.
Yeah, at least you had 40,000 to crack at it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd open the doors for more people, so exactly.
Appreciate the call, Sean. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
ketchup at the end of this table?
No, there's no ketchup at the table, Remus.
I need ketchup for my fries.
Well, you'll survive. You'll survive, I'm sure. Let's go to line five. He's been waiting very patiently. Ryan in River Heights, welcome to the Illegal Curve
Ryan,
Hockey Show. No, we lost Ryan? Okay, yeah. That's fine. We'll get back there, and we'll take your calls at 780-1290. Area code 204-780-1290. Let's go to line two. Andy in Winnipeg, welcome to the program.
Hey there, guys. Andy calling from Winnipeg.
Hey, Andy, how are you? How's it going?
Down before. You guys are amazing. I love your guys' show. It's amazing. I remember a couple weeks ago, I was on the show, talked to Darren, talked about how he owed me a big man hug, and then right after I went to Portage in Maine, and I was on the news and everything. It was great.
That's awesome.
I'm just calling today. I'm tired of these people talking about, you know, we need a new name and stuff like that. I mean, I didn't see anybody out there chanting, go Moose, go. No. I love the Moose, what they did for the city. And I looked at the Moose jersey, and I said to myself, you know what? I want to pay tribute to the Moose. Change the colors of the Moose jersey to the Jets jersey with the same design and layout. Put like a go the route of Calgary. Put a Manitoba flag on one shoulder, a Canada flag on the other shoulder. That's totally paying tribute to Manitoba there. I view Calgary as Alberta's team now because they actually aren't afraid to say, you know, this is our province's flag. On your website, even it says people won't buy new Jets jerseys. What? Go the route of Vancouver. Go the route of some other teams. Calgary made a new black jersey there. You remember the horse with the flames?
Yeah.
There's so many. Jersey design sites out there that people are going crazy trying to design Jets jerseys. Do it like the 90s when we decided to get a new logo there. You guys remember that logo drive there?
Yep.
It was in the sun.
Yep.
It was everywhere.
Yep.
Ryan, towards your comments, you know, I'm just cutting you off.
Andy.
Oh, pardon me. We've got so many calls in. I thought, I apologize.
Andy was the most passionate fan to call in that Thursday night.
Andy, I have to tend to agree with what you're saying, and I think if you look into what David Thompson has said and Mark Chipman has said, they haven't said that the team's going to be called the Jets. But if you look at what they've said, they're giving you a hint a little bit. And I think that they're considering it. I don't necessarily think that they're going to call this team the Jets, but I have to agree with what you're saying. If they don't, they should definitely put little Jets logos on the side or do something so that the Jets logo is still part of, you know, the Manitoba franchise, whatever it's called, right?
One quick thing, too. Winnipeg is known for its aviation history, okay? And we got together as a city, and we were behind the whole Avro Aero thing and stuff like that. I look at all these other cities that have, like, team names with, like, yep, you know, animals and stuff like that. We came together as a people to do something for this country as an aviation city. That's why I have a pride in the Jets name. I have a pride in this city. And it's something that we can all get behind and say, you know what? We helped make the Avro Aero. We helped make the city known before the Jets came here with aviation. It's just got to be something like that. It can't be some animal. Because, you know, nature and stuff is cool. You get to go see a polar bear. But when you can have a bunch of people get behind it and say, we're going to make these planes. We're gonna be a place where Boeing is. We're going to be a place where the history is with the Avro Aero and the Avro in itself. I mean, Bob Essenza himself had the Avro Aero on his masks there.
It's a terrific call, and we appreciate your thoughts. You're obviously passionate about it. Thanks very much for the call.
Go Jets, go.
Thanks, Andy.
Appreciate that. Thanks very much, Andy. Let's go to Ryan in River Heights. He's back, who wants to respond to Marie from earlier. Ryan, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Yeah, just was wanting to. She made a comment about the Moose tickets, carriers, if it was fair or not. I just tapped in halfway through her conversation there. But, you know, I think that's the fair way to do it. The people that supported the Moose, I wasn't one. I was also one of those that didn't think it was a bad product. I had a real bitter taste in my mouth when the Jets left.
Right, sure.
It was, I did go to Moose games. One thing I did say throughout the whole process, though, I wish to God that Mark Chipman and his team were part of the Jets back in the day, because they probably still would have been here. I just saw the things that they offered for the fans, for the kids especially. They did things right, and that didn't happen when they were here.
appreciate the call, Ryan. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
I think what Marie is trying to get to is actually kind of just gloating a bit about the Moose fans. You should have been a Moose fan to be able to get priority. I think that was Ryan, right? Ryan was trying to basically get out. The same point I was, you know, he didn't begrudge people for having Moose Tick and getting in first in line. But he probably had a sour taste in his mouth, like many did, that the Jets weren't here for
a while. It was hard to support professional hockey for a little while, yeah. For a few years after the Jets.
I don't blame
left.
Anybody. I mean, I understand something. It's obviously emotions, but it's also a lot of money invested.
Absolutely. And I don't begrudge anybody that was able to, any of the Moose season ticket holders for being able to, have the presale. They deserve it. And while they supported the True North enterprise, and as a result, they should get rewarded.
And while the costs were cheaper, Drew, let's call a spade a spade. The product was great that they put out, but the product was not as good as the National Hockey League.
We were spoiled earlier. That's right. It wasn't as good of a game, but you know what? It's back now. We got the
great
NHL
game.
Back.
Just not as good.
It's
as
just not as good. It's the second best level of hockey. That's what it was, and we are used to the top notch. Let's go to line six. Darren is in Transcona on line six.
Yeah, I two comments. First one with the Moose season ticket holders.
Yep.
Why is it that they were allowed to purchase more than what they had?
I think loyalty. I think that was it. It was loyalty. I think that it was just a way to show the Moose ticket holders, basically thank them for their support, because True North wouldn't have been in this position. But let's you know, call a spade here. A few people are a little bit disappointed that Moose season ticket holders were given a higher max, but you know, you don't want to focus that on too much.
I don't mind that.
I'm saying I can understand that disappointment more so than just Moose tickets in general, because if you can go to, if you are a Moose ticket holder and you were buying two and two and then you're able to buy four, I understand that. And I personally don't have an issue with it, but I can understand why people would have an issue with it.
Okay, and the other thing is, with the waiting list probably now at around 18,000 to 20,000 and yeah. Season tickets sold,
right.
Do you think there'll be any discussion, or is there any way that they might look at expanding the seating capacity?
I don't think there's any chance of that. Again, we talk about the demand factor. Why increase the availability of tickets and have them become more readily available, and then in that sense, you know, decrease the demand, increase the supply and probably decrease the demand eventually. This is a fever pitch now. It's probably going to, you know, calm down a bit. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But regardless, I think the biggest thing here is you want the wait list to be people champion the bit, ready to get tickets. You want people to think they can't get in, because if people think they can't get in, they probably pay more to get, and they probably buy more stuff, and they pay money to be on the wait list. There's so many factors that go into it. So as much as I think we could support more, I don't think True North, and I think rightfully, doesn't want to increase the tickets.
Good point. All right, guys. Good show.
Thanks. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate the call. Thanks very much, Darren. Right up to 2 o'clock, boys. Let's go to a commercial break. When we come back, or sometime in this hour, we're going to be joined by Scott Brown of True North Sports and Entertainment. 1 hour left. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on Sports Radio 1290. Show a couple minutes after 2 p.m. We're in our last hour here on this extended version of our show. Saturday afternoon now.
Oh, it's extended, all right.
Oh, yeah. A couple hours after the season tickets.
Should be the opening song. Listen. Play it more. Right here. Can I get pumped up by that song? Be the new opening song. Get pumped up.
Without a doubt, you can get pumped up there. There's no questions about it. No disputing that.
When's Scott Brown on?
Remus is trying to get a hold of Scott Brown.
That's Scott Brown's intro music?
We're going to hopefully get, we'll hear from Scott again for the second time today, sometime hopefully in this final hour of the show.
Again, still working on Bill Daly, trying our best. We'll see what we can do before this shows up in an hour.
Yeah. If Bill Daly's available at 3:30, though, are we going until 4?
I guess so. No, we got to be out because I got Wayne Gretzky's.
We're live from Wayne Gretzky's. It starts at 3 o'clock. So just keep your radio tuned to Sports Radio 1290. You got live from Wayne Gretzky. Right. Then you got the Gold Eyes game tonight. You got the pregame show. You have Around the American Association with Paul Edmonds. You don't have to go anywhere besides Sports Radio 1290 tonight for all your best sports coverage. 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. Tweet us at Illegal Curve. Twitter.com/IllegalCurve, Facebook.com/IllegalCurve, and of course the website, www.illegalcurve.com. Just an absolutely chaotic day at this point.
That would be one way to describe it. I mean,
yeah. Questions are coming in. Do we have, I think we have Scott Brown on the line. Yes, we do. He is on the line. Scott Brown from True North Sports and Entertainment. Welcome back to the Elite Doctor of Hockey Show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing well, Scott. How are you?
It's been a long time, Scott.
Yeah. What's happened since we last talked?
Did you? Is this what you expected, or are you guys even blown away there?
Well, I mean, to be a little honest, as they tracked into going into today, this result is a little of what we expected in terms of this is what it looked like was going to happen. So, you know, it's not, to us, the whole thing is surprising. I mean, the whole thing is shocking, to be very honest with you.
Yeah.
Scott,
go ahead.
You know, moving forward, we'll have to see what happens, and it's kind of a whirlwind. I mean, we expected to move quickly today. People in the queue, you know, like there's going to be some conflicting times come out because the 17 minutes is the amount of time that it took for people to actually physically complete their transactions so that receive their confirmations. The inventory was basically all spoken for within about 2 minutes.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, you guys tweeted out that it was all taken, quote-unquote, within seconds. It took 17 minutes, as you just said, to process the transactions.
Yeah, so, I mean, we weren't going to, people needed to keep logging on in case, you know, you get to the point in time where someone enters a credit card and they enter the wrong digit and the credit card gets bounced. Well,
right.
They come out, you know, or credit card doesn't work, they come out, someone moves in. So,
yeah, I mean, it really
wasn't. Well, the inventory was basically all spoken for within under 2 minutes. In terms of people in the queue, you know, having picked their price category and then moving on to the different, and then the other ensuing steps, you know, it took 17 minutes for everyone to kind of finish all of their transactions, and that's the number that we went with.
And our phone lines have been crazy, Scott, and I think the biggest thing we've been hearing is basically everybody who's called in said they were using at least 3 computers, and it seems obviously just to be the luck of the draw.
It's we feel for those people that tried to log on and were unable to get tickets. The waiting list is we had to cap the waiting list at 8,000. So you know, there's 8,000 people on the waiting list, and that was flying off the shelves as well. So
the waiting list, you know, the waiting list is closed now. Is that what you're saying, Scott?
I believe so. I'm staying with you can confirm that with me. Just 1 second here. Sorry to do this live on the radio.
No, that's good. Live radio. Free flowing.
The waiting list full? Yeah, no, it is full. So there you go. It's capped at 8.
Scott, it's Ezra here. I have a question for you. You know, Drew brought this up earlier. Is there going to be information released from True North about what place you are on the waiting list?
I believe so, but I don't know that. On Monday, people who are on the waiting list should be able to phone in and speak. I imagine our offices are going to be, the lines are going to be jam-packed with
right,
people kind of expressing some frustration with, and we understand that we're prepared for that. It's, but in terms of, you know, positioning on the waiting list, people will be informed going along what position they are, and each year there'll be an update because it says in the release some people come off the waiting list and actually be able to purchase ticket packages, and some people will decide, you know, they'll decide not to renew their waiting list membership whatsoever. So people will just continue to move up the waiting list, and we're thinking that, you know, as time and realism sets in on some people with their ticket commitments, that you know, the waiting list may have some fluidity to it. That's for sure.
Scott, generally speaking, the requests that the comments we've been getting from our callers have all been, even the ones that didn't get tickets have been positive, you know, luck of the draw, that sort of thing. So if it's any consolation to you, it seems as though most people are accepting of their fate when they were unsuccessful. So there's
I've spoken to a number of my own close friends that weren't able to secure tickets, and that's the message I've gotten from them. And you know, you do apologize to them and apologize to everybody for the situation that it was, and it is just the luck of the draw. There's not much that could have been done about it in terms of, you know, the computer-generated list and doing it online, and now people will understand why it was done online because there was that type of demand.
Sure.
So,
now, this next question, a lot of callers have been calling in to wonder about, you know, is True North, and I don't know if you'll be able to answer that, is True North looking at getting another franchise, perhaps in the Western Hockey League, to offset some of the demand for hockey fans that were unable to get season tickets?
No, at this point, I don't know whatsoever about purchasing another hockey franchise to play out of this building. There's a certain number of date commitments which we have for hockey, and there's also a certain number of date commitments which we have to other events which occur every year. And there's a certain capability that the building can take in terms of the number of events in here. We, you know, on a busy year, we'll have 170 to 180 events per year, which averages out to an event every second night. And, you know, it's pretty difficult to try to stack in 40 more Western Hockey League games for a Western Hockey League team in. So it's, managing that type of schedule would be fairly difficult given the, you know, the types of shows and concerts that we're able to bring into MTS Center and the ability to entertain, because there's different types of forms of entertainment that the sure. MTS Center caters to, not just hockey fans.
No, absolutely.
So we need to keep those people in mind as well and make sure that we bring the proper events that they want to see as well.
That's what's made the building so successful over the last number of years. Some more questions that are coming in, and I think I know the answers, but I'll let you answer them. People are asking, will there be mini packs available for single game tickets?
At this point, I don't know that is the plan, but at the same time, I'm not going to say for certain that might not be the case. You know, I know we're going to go with some variable term or variable pricing in which, you know, you might be able to buy tickets at a higher price for people like Ovechkin and Crosby and the Leafs and the Canadiens.
Sure.
And I think at this point, while I'm not sure of the answer to that, at this point, I don't think there are plans to get packages for higher-end priced teams compared to some of the other ones.
Scott, in terms of now, this is, I mean, your days must feel like weeks and weeks like days kind of thing. What's next for True North? I mean, now that the tickets are kind of sold, is the next thing, are we looking at jersey or front office, or there's no real plan?
Oh, there's a lot to do. So, I mean, you know, in terms of the ticket side of things, things will slow down a little bit. But mm-hmm. in the corporate and the suites, yeah, we needed the financial commitment from the community fairly quickly in order to move on to the next steps. Mm-hmm. But there's only 100 days left before this whole thing gets started and the team hits the ice here in Winnipeg. So, you know, there'll be some hockey operations announcements coming very soon. There'll be some significant corporate partnership announcements coming very soon. And we'll move on to, I'm sure, the answer everyone wants to hear, which is the team name and the team jersey and logo. And we'll move forward for that very quickly with the draft coming up at the end of the month.
Similar timeline in regards to a television and radio deal. Is that fair to say, Scott?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of corporate matters that need to be taken care of, and TV and radio are one of them, just moving forward. You know, those are the public ones that everyone sees and everyone relates to, so those will be issues that, you know, of course, will come under a great deal of scrutiny, but those will be just a couple of the corporate issues that we have to take care of right away.
Scott Brown of True North Sports and Entertainment, first of all, fantastic job. We can't mm-hmm. be effusive enough in our praise to you and the entire organization at True North over how everything has been handled for the last, you know, well, obviously months and years, but especially sure. this week. We thank you very much again for joining us this afternoon now on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Yeah. All right, guys, thank you.
Take care, Scott. Thanks very much.
Okay,
bye-bye. I mean, I hope we got as many of your our listeners and followers and their answers answered as best we could.
You know, it helped both pre and post. If you listened to our show before, you knew P1 was sold out, P2 ended up being sold out, P7 was limited, and you knew not the best available. So I hope that helped. I hope now it helps in terms of the wait list being capped and things you might not find out in other forums.
That's right. So 8,000 people, the wait list is now closed. For the time being, obviously. I mean, if people drop off over the number of years, you'll be able to add yourself on. But this is...
Is there a waiting list for the waiting list, though?
You know what? Charge $25 a spot on the waiting list for the waiting list. They could probably do it. It is... It's a fine-oiled machine. It's a fine-tuned machine the way
just
these
like
guys
you,
have
Drew.
Run this.
Just like you.
Exactly
you.
Like you, Drew.
Yeah, exactly like me. That's just grease, actually, not oil. It's coming out of me.
That's oil, all right.
let's go to commercial. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines again. We're trying to get a hold of Bill Daly at some point this afternoon, maybe before 3 o'clock. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. It's a special edition live on Sports Radio 1290.
They're coming home.
Welcome back to the
that
Illegal
was awesome.
Curve Hockey Show.
That was great.
Got a local grade 6 class? A grade 6 class at a local at Joseph Walensky Collegiate.
That's my mom's grade 6 class.
The Gray Academy, sorry. When I was there, it was called Joseph Walensky Collegiate.
Drew, a lot's changed in the 37 years I've been there.
Gray Academy, grade 6 class with a rendition of Coming Home. Welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We're going to be with you for the next 4 minutes, our final 40 minutes this afternoon. Although we are nourished now, so we've got some energy from the food. Remus is saying, no chance he's waiting. Remus is capitalized. I want to go home. Remus is, okay, fine, that's it. 4 minutes left. That's it, 40 minutes. 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. Let's continue on with our phone calls. Line one, Steve is in Charleswood. Steve.
Hi, David Thompson, he's been described as a recluse and so on. I even searched him on the internet. It doesn't say a whole lot about, I mean, a few basics, but Gary Lawless asked him, I think it was the first question after the briefing the other day, and it was the only one he answered, and I thought it was well articulated. Yep. I thought he gave a great response. It almost touched me. What are your guys' thoughts on David Thompson, and do you think he's really in this for the long term? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Good call, Steve. Gary Lawless got an interview with him, and he actually got a question in with him at the True North press conference on Tuesday, but... I'd have to agree that's probably a good take. But David Thompson, he's very much a businessman, and he's obviously extremely wealthy. We've heard, the property that he owns, and you know, the various media outlets that he owns, CTV, The Globe and Mail, Reuters, pardon me. But David Thompson, it's been pretty clear, has been more than just a silent partner in True North. He's passionate about hockey. He's passionate about Winnipeg. He's good friends with Mark Chipman, and he saw a good business investment commitment to the city. And, we were going over some of the numbers, and this building, the MTS Center, it's going to sell out for 10 years, probably 20 years, probably forever.
Karnak? Way to take it up.
Karnak?
Yeah, Karnak.
But
exactly.
I think David Thompson, is with this deal, Mark Chipman is obviously the primary player, but David Thompson has been more of a factor in the purchase of the Atlanta Thrashers than maybe some people would think. And as far as like his personality goes and whether he's quiet or likes the spotlight, as far as I'm concerned, if he doesn't like to be in the spotlight or if he does like to be in spotlight, that doesn't matter. The fact is that they're bringing a team back, and that's great.
You know what? Personally, in my experience, the owners that don't want the spotlight are the best owners in sports.
That's true, and I'd say that his statement at the press conference was probably the most...
significant?
Not just the most significant, but the...
heartfelt.
Poignant?
Poignant, yeah, that's a great word, Drew.
Thank you. That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here.
Every 6 hours I come up with a good word. But it's true, he spoke passionately, and
passionately,
spoke
from the heart.
That's right.
It was... I got goosebumps when he spoke. Not, don't get me wrong about the work that everybody else did, but it was very, very soft-spoken, And he doesn't give, he's very unassuming. And I thought that David Thompson, you didn't really hear anything from him. He comes in and just talks about how much he loves the city and how much he's investing in the city. We knew that from everybody else. It was just nice to hear him. And, of course, of all the things that he says, it doesn't hurt the fact that he's like the 15th richest man in the world.
No, that certainly isn't a negative by any stretch of the imagination. Let's go back. I think we have line one. Some thoughts on the... Nope. Okay, Remus, give me the signal. It looks like we have line one. 780-1290, area code 204. 780-1290 if you want to call back in and discuss really this, what has been a lead up of a morning and then a whirlwind of a 15 minutes. Now the aftermath is sort of settling in on everything else. And here we are, about 2 hours, or so after the tickets were officially sold out.
Drew, we don't know if our last caller is going to call back in, but Miss is telling us that he was calling in about the radio rights, and
these are all going to be determined in the
next. Yeah, as far as we're concerned, we don't know when it's going to be determined yet, so we'll just have to stay tuned to that and the other things that True North and Scott Brown said that they're going to have to deal with.
Exactly, there's a lot of core decisions that still need to be made, and they're going to be made in the coming weeks, and the hockey operations side will come together in the next couple weeks as well. And then the team name will be announced, or in whatever order this all happens. So they're certainly not going out of the spot now that they've sold all their season ticket inventory. These guys aren't going to be idly by. They're going to be, I think, week after week after week for the next little while. There's going to be special announcements regarding this team.
I would agree with that.
I mean, they're keeping us in
this
the spotlight.
Has been in motion for a long, long, long time.
That's right, and these guys know what they're doing.
first and foremost, they know exactly what they're doing. 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290.
Andrew, we were debating this earlier about I'll cut you off,
yes,
because Richard's mom is telling me to talk more, and I will. So we were debating on whether or not the name announcement will happen. Basically, she's saying that you talk too much, Drew, is what that means. No, I'm just kidding. But as far as the name announcement goes, you guys were speculating that the hockey management announcement will happen first, and it probably will. But it's going to happen very quickly. And the draft coming up in what, Drew? 19 days? Is it 19 days from now?
20 days from now. Starts,
20 days?
Starts Friday the 24th.
So that's not a lot of time, and you have to think that those announcements will be staggered. And like Richie said, the planning for this has been a lot of work, and you have to think that they've already determined exactly when those announcements will come as far as how far apart they will be, right?
You would think so. I mean, you would think that they're going to plan it out accordingly. Comment from a reader who's on the chat room at www.illegalcurve.com. Join Michael Remus. He's still operating the R desk, the never-ending R desk. He says that True North, and this is worth pointing out, just from the deposit money, yes, on the waiting list.
Right.
So 8,000 people.
$7 million or something?
No. Well, no. Just do 8,000 people, okay, times $50.
Okay.
That's 400 grand right there.
That's what I'm talking about. More money.
Yeah.
Are they at like $60 million revenue before we even do anything else?
I think so. It's not a bad deal. It's not a bad work if you can get it. But, I mean, this has been...
Drew, what are you charging for the waiting list for people trying to get to your wedding in Kentucky?
There's no waiting list.
Let me ask you this one... That's an amazing question, Izzy. Let me ask you this one thing. What if this city... I mean, I don't think this is something that will happen, but what if this team becomes a very profitable organization? Will they bump up the cap?
Will the team bump up their internal cap? Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, I think it's like
I
we said about
would.
5 hours
Probably
ago.
Probably would.
You know, people will. People understand prudent salary cap management, but the second they think that you're being cheap,
right? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
People will. They won't revolt, but they will not be impressed. So people understand, you know, your cap flexibility and everything else. But the second you're not going out to acquire that guy at the trade deadline who they think can put you over the top and make you into a cup contender, they will not be impressed if they don't go out and get that player. Because if it's strictly a financial decision. So I mean that's a factor that True North will have to take into account, but I'm sure that they will. There's no question about that.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
I think what we're looking at is, you know, we're looking at jerseys before the draft. They'll be unveiled. We're looking at names of, I think, front office types before the jerseys, then jerseys and then draft, then free agency. I mean, again, we've talked about this show many times. This is going to be a whirlwind summer.
Well, Richie, Scott Brown said 100 days. When you look at it like that, that is...
Oh, I know.
I mean, 20 days before the draft. Draft happens. You have 7 days till free agency.
That's right.
And then you're now starting to think about organizing rookie camp. Training camp starts in early September. I mean, things are going to happen quickly. And like Drew said, right after the announcement was made, it's going to be a very quick summer because people are pretty much ready to go to the MTS and watch NHL hockey right now.
Our friend Jordan just messaged us. He says he got one P3 ticket.
Well, that's us.
Is that Dave also?
Yes.
Dave and Jordan are in there together?
David thinks some people are saying if he would have clicked two, he wouldn't have gotten. He's not satisfied with that and quite upset.
He's quite upset? Unfortunately, you'll never know at that point in time.
But as we said, if somebody else got one P3, maybe you can team it together.
That's right. You know, there's going to be an online forum, and we're hopefully trying to do something about along those lines at illegalcurve.com where Jets fans or hockey fans can get together and discuss how they're going to, if they need to amalgamate tickets, if they got one ticket, you know, a ticket exchange, or just a forum in which to discuss this. And we're hoping to get something like that up and running in the next couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
But, I mean, until everything is, you know, I who knows exactly how it's going to play out, but I think it's going to be the next 8 to 10 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, is what North estimated for everybody to physically select the seats that they got. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's 8 weeks, Drew, so you're looking at from now until July, August, so you're looking at middle of August, and training camp starts in mid-September, so, yeah, about right.
Yeah, there will not be any...
I'm assuming the practices, and obviously the practices will be at the MTS Iceplex, so they're going to be able probably to watch
the
practices
new facility,
there. I assume some of them will be open to the public, some of them won't be, so there's going to be ways to see your team. Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, you're going to be able to go watch the team at the Iceplex practice.
Probably. I mean, they're going to make this as fan-friendly as they can.
Yeah.
They know what they want. I mean...
More now, we want to focus on the draft and the free agency. What is this team going to add to take the next step?
That's right.
And not rush it.
Those are the discussions we now get to have. Right. Exactly. You know, as you speculated, you thought, are they going to go after a guy like Scotty Upshaw?
That's how I like Scotty Upshaw.
Is Mike Ryder a guy they might target?
Another guy. I mean, Ryder, Ward, Upshaw, you know.
Yeah, and guys, it's going to be a player like that because True North is, even though they're true, that they've sold this many tickets and they're going to, you
know. They don't need a Brad Richards.
Yeah, they're not going to need a Brad Richards because of the salary cap, the self-imposed salary cap that they've already had. So they're going to look to get a guy that's going to complement the youth that they have on the roster.
Even without a self-imposed salary cap, as on a guy like Brad Richards, do you really want to spend that much money on a veteran player? I think he's over 30 now.
Yeah.
He's
going to want 7 years or something. Mm-hmm. It's not an intelligent business decision to make.
Right.
Let's go to break. When we come back, more of your phone calls, more tweets, more of your emails. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on Sports Radio 1290. We're back. Welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. 2:30 in the afternoon. 30 more minutes left in this marathon edition of the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
It's our longest show. It's been a marathon. It's been a blast. I'd say, I mean, this has been a surreal week. I know that word's been used a lot, but it really has been a surreal week from basically Tuesday morning through now. It feels like one day. I've been run down with the flu, but kind of running on adrenaline right now, getting better. It doesn't cause a setback in my recovery.
Oh, I think if you go home and you take a nice nap, it'll be okay.
Yeah, and I have to say, though, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like for the True North people right now, see how run down I am. It's been amazing to be a part of, and I know we've been afforded the opportunity to be on this forum, and I think it's been, we're all thankful for that.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Well put, Richie. We have Mike in North Kildonan on line one. Mike, welcome to the Illegal Curve.
I've been listening to your show all day.
Thanks, Mike.
You've been with us from the start, have you, Mike? We appreciate that.
Hey now, Mike. What's going on?
I just wanted to say how well of a job this city's done. It makes me feel very, very proud to be a Winnipegger, a fan of the franchise, a fan of True North. If for those of us who weren't around, like for those of people who weren't around in 96 when the Jets left, go watch on YouTube. There's a bunch of videos. There's one video where Landsberg and some other guy are announcing on TSN that the Jets left Winnipeg, and it shows the press conference with Shankro and the mayor Susan Thompson crying and filming. And basically, it's like a totally different time now. People are saying, you know, people are calling in and saying, oh, the city feels like it's a cemetery. And you go ahead 15 years now, and it's totally different. It's a night and day. If you weren't around, if you were too young to experience it back then, go watch that video and just see what it was like. Because you know what? For those of us who were there, it chokes you up. It really does hearing that team leave and then thinking about the events of the last week.
And Mike, the thing is, remember how good you felt and everyone felt on Tuesday night? This is just as good, if not better, and it's different.
You know what?
Because we've money where our mouths are, and we've shown that not only will we support this team, I think there's people that will sell their cars to get a piece of a P2 ticket or whatever.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And like I've been on Jets owner for a long time now, and you know I knew this was coming for quite a while. But you know what? When it actually happened, I was still blown away. It's hard to explain, but I was just it wasn't even a surprise, but it was a surprise. It was absolutely unbelievable, and it still is. The city's still riding on a high.
Because your dream's realized, and that's the best part about it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's what you waited for. That's what we all waited for.
This is going to be a great franchise, and don't worry about any like Milberries or anybody that's any analyst. Like,
wow.
They should worry about a lot of other things. This city's going to take care of itself, and nobody needs to worry about us, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what. Great call. Mike Milbury and like Jim Wallace said a couple hours ago, all the naysayers, they can just I don't think that Milbury is going to be as blusterous as he normally is tonight.
You know, I'd like to hear what he has to say.
Is he going to apologize? Is he going to be a man? Is he going to apologize?
Probably.
Of course not, because he's a coward. It's garbage.
Drew.
You're a coward. You come on and you spew your nonsense. They can't afford it. They won't do it. Negativity, negativity, negativity. Yeah. And they show up in 35 seconds and they shove it down his throat.
Mike Milbury is not exactly known for accuracy. I mean, he is the guy who traded Roberto Luongo and Olli Jokinen for Oleg Kvasha.
Then why is he on TV?
It's a trade. Luongo and
Oleg Kvasha. Wow, that's a flash from the past right there.
Oh, who was that player? That's going to bother me.
Okay, well,
he also traded Zdeno Chara and what turned out to be Jason Spezza for Alexei Yashin. So there's a few things there that I wouldn't necessarily take.
So why is he on TV?
For.
I don't understand that.
No, Alexei Yashin's a good. Oh, wait.
Well, I think they're still paying his contract,
they are,
to be honest. But why are they.
Mark Parrish is the other player.
Mark
Thank
Parrish,
you.
There you go. Why is
I didn't check that on Google.
No, you did not check that on Google. I can confirm that. Why is he on TV then? T-
tell me why somebody
because
him.
He has an opinion. And of course,
so?
Obviously, the Bruins, the former Bruin guy, is going to be in out there.
Well,
but people take his opinion too seriously.
He's on TV year, a week in and week out. If you're that, if you have no hockey credentials, or you're known as being one of the worst general managers of the last 10 years, why do I care about your opinion is? Why don't I ask the homeless guy standing on the corner screaming about nonsense?
And I did ask that homeless guy last night.
And he said Mike Milbury's a bad general manager.
That's correct.
So, I mean, there you go. That's all, you know, that's I don't understand it. Why we agree to put up with these people who spew garbage and nonsense just because they're, you know, vocal about it. I'm vocal. Nobody's hiring me to go on television and talk about my bona fides as a general manager because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Guys, Winnipeggers are generally known for not being very, let's say...
egotistical?
Egotistical or aggressive or loud people. We're pretty laid back here. And I don't think anyone is... I mean, let's just put it this way. For all of the people that said a lot of negative things, and there were a lot of people, we could say a lot of things that we haven't been saying, but I think...
They also gave Rick DiPietro a 15-year contract.
Yeah.
Which
is probably the worst move he ever made.
Just
slide that one in there?
Just
thinking of the mouth in my head right now.
Yeah, it's funny. They signed him to a 15-year contract. He's played 15 games.
Yeah, well, up to a year. A year a game is what you want from your starting goaltender, isn't it? That seems like
anyways, off the Milbury truck and back to the joyous.
Yes, exactly.
I got
over that now. I'm over that now. Thank
people
you.
People have to not worry about opinions like that. Obviously, first of all, they're not based on any kind of information or insight. They're just opinion-based, lazy journalism, and that's fine. I'm not so sure he'd classify himself as a journalist. Regardless, today we proved everybody wrong, but I think most of all we proved each other right. Everybody believed in this, and so it's just the proof's in the pudding there. I mean, as Scott Brown said, you know, did you expect this? Well, he basically said yes and no. They did expect it, and that's the best part. The expectations in the city are so high that they did expect that.
It's got to be a comfortable feeling for True North to know that for the next 5 years, and probably longer than 5 years.
And beyond.
Yeah, and definitely beyond, but they're pretty much set.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, they don't have to worry about the... You know, they don't have to worry about the day-to-day, year-to-year worry about season tickets. It's done.
Well, that's just it, Drew. And then you talked about it with 1,000 seats or whatever, probably for the press, for the luxury box, and then for the tickets that are put aside for the families and teammates and visiting teams. It's going to be like 500 tickets available per game, and those are going to get scooped up like nothing. And then... what else do you have? You have the deposits from the wait list, and you're going to sell jerseys. So those go to a pool, as we found out. You're going to get your local TV contract, or your TV contract from whoever. It's going to be your local radio contract. You're going to get corporates. There's going to be a lot of money flowing in, Drew. It's going to be a lot more than I think many people thought, maybe even including us.
Richie, you know, this is based on the fact that, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get season tickets, but I just, to drown my sorrows, I actually just got season tickets to the Royal Winnipeg Bell.
Hey, look.
Drew's been there before.
I have been to the ballet before.
Really?
Yes. But when we look, we had the premiere.
Why?
Why?
You know, you like a ballet? You like a nutcracker?
You got to support all the local.
Well, there was a nutcracker involved. That's why Drew went.
What did you think of the Black Swan? Have you seen that film about that? Was about ballet, right?
I don't know as much about ballet as it was a psychosexual drama.
Psychosexual drama. Okay, moving along. I'm not going to touch that.
But legitimately, though. When we had the premier on, we had the premier on Wednesday night, and we asked him, is there a concern that some of our other cultural staples in this community, the ballet,
sure.
The theater centers, the art galleries, whatever,
and
might
he said he didn't think so.
And that's good, because I hope that Winnipeggers still are able to and still go out and support all of these other cultural endeavors that make the city as well-rounded and as successful as it is.
True, we're still going to support Winnipeg Folk Fest. We're still going to support Folklorama. We're still going to support Play On, the street hockey tournament. We're still going to go to Cinema City and see Hangover 2. All of the important cultural institutions are still going to be supported. I mean, we had Dave Turnbull on, and I worked with him at Winnipeg Canadian Stadium, and they've sold 18,300 season tickets.
That's the biggest thing I think would point out. And they got a new stadium coming up, so their momentum's only going to increase.
That's right. I mean, and I think
the sporting landscape in Winnipeg has never been stronger. I have no hesitation in saying that.
I would agree with that. Last comment that you just made, that the sporting landscape in Winnipeg has never been stronger, and that's important.
And the new stadium in for the Bombers is going to be great. And it's going to be also another location, so you make another location a popular place to be.
Yeah, I mean it's
For the U of M, developing talent.
Look, we were here 15 years ago when the team left, and as we've said, Winnipeg was at a crossroads, and nobody was quite sure which way the city was going to go. But looking back 15 years after the fact, I mean the city couldn't be stronger.
The excitement level in the city couldn't be better. Things are happening in this city, and every Winnipegger, those that did get tickets, those that couldn't get tickets, those that didn't even try to get tickets, should be proud to say that they're a Winnipegger day in and day out, and today is an affirmation of that point.
Another big word there. No, you're right. I mean, this is just this is the second best day in Manitoba sports history, if you want to say that, the best being on Tuesday. And I think, you know, people that have season tickets and also people that are on the waiting list or people who are trying to get on either should be extremely happy, because it almost feels like, Drew, your passion and your excitement has been reciprocated. By, you know, that an entire city and all expat Winnipeggers feel the same way, right? You almost feel like you're in it's a collective experience that mm-hmm. you're going through with everyone. And I think we've had about, 100 callers today? And everyone, nobody's saying anything. Obviously, people are disappointed that they didn't get tickets, but everyone's saying the same thing.
But they're still happy and proud. Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. They're happy and proud.
somebody on Twitter just said to us, important question, Ezzy. What P level are your RWB season tickets in?
I don't even... Where is RWB? Is there RWB MTS Center or something?
They play at the concert
hall. Concert hall, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into it.
No, I'm not going there tonight.
But hopefully I'll get, P3s.
So hopefully you're going to get
right
P3s.
Right beside Karen Kane and... that's the only ballerina I know.
Are you going to be done now?
That's the only ballerina I know.
What about that famous one? What's that famous one's name?
Karen Kane.
Karen Kane is the famous
one. Another one?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of... Baryshnikov, is that who you want?
Yeah, the third
about
tenor.
Liberace. Was he a ballerina?
No, he wasn't. Can we go to commercial break now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's go to commercial break. One final segment when we come back. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on Sports Radio 1290. Welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. One final segment.
One final... Remus is back.
Remus is back.
You going to join us for the final segment?
Bookending the show.
I need to get out of that room over there. Yeah, I'd love to come onto the segment.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
By the way, someone just called in asking for Remus's the spelling of Remus's last name. So apparently you have your first love caller on the line.
I said it's available at illegalcurve.com if they're really that interested.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, Evelyn Hart was the one I was trying to think of.
Oh, Evelyn Hart. She had some nice moves.
Not Evelyn Hart.
A local treasure.
Anyways, welcome back. One final segment here on this Saturday afternoon now. Almost 2 hours to 2.5 hours after the... season ticket drive, the drive to 13,000 was deemed a success.
Resounding
the
success.
The drive for 13 seconds.
That's exactly, you know what, that's a good line, because it's about what it took. It took about 13 seconds for it all to get done. Yeah, we have a caller who's been talking
chatting with Timmy.
Talking to Tim, our producer.
Tim gets calls,
entire
too.
Commercial break, so it's...
Tim, you're talking to your mom?
780-1290. People being clogged up right now there, but
anyways, do you guys have any predictions on the GM? It seems like it's going to be Shovel Day Off.
I think it's Shovel Day Off. Just
I can't believe Shovel. I mean, I realized Shovel Day Off was our goalie back in the day, but now he's going to be our GM. That's amazing.
And he's joking, clearly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kevin Shovel Day Off
was a joke by Izzy.
Yeah. Kevin Shovel Day Off was a longtime general manager of the Chicago Wolves of the IHL, the NHL, and he moved up to the Blackhawks to be the assistant general manager, I believe, under Stan Bowman. Kind of when that I believe when the shuffle occurred with Dale Talon. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, so what he
Tim's call.
So that seems to be a relationship he has with Craig Heisinger, and Craig Heisinger obviously has a prior relationship, as he said on this show, with Claude Noel. So
who was that, Tim?
It could be a group of people all together here. Is there a party in the background?
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a very well versed. Front office. I think that nobody needs to be worried about the quality of a front office that they're putting together here. Craig Heisinger. You know you're in good hands.
Yep.
You've seen what he can do with the Manitoba Moose. You know that the Moose were a top flight organization year in year out, mm-hmm. and he was able to discover many hidden gems of players, good scout of talent. Kevin Shovel Day Off. I mean,
we had Tim Campbell.
Well.
We just to cut you off really quickly, Tim Campbell was on. He had nothing but good things to say about him, and he said that True North and Craig Heisinger have already forged a relationship, which we heard that Richie True North also had a bit of a relationship with Rick Dudley, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Doesn't seem like Dudley's going to be in the fold, does he?
Yeah, it doesn't seem it's going to be Dudley. And that's their decision to make. You buy a team, you get to bring in your own people.
Yep.
And we'll find out all.
It's pretty much simple as that, isn't it?
More or less, I think so. I mean, it's nothing more than that. You buy a team, you get to pick the name of the team, you get to pick the jersey of the team, you get to pick
the popcorn,
front office
Orville
of the team.
Orville Redenbacher, you know, if you want that Orville Redenbacher popcorn, Drew, that goes in there. If you want Diet Pepsi, Coke Zero, I mean, right down to the minute details. What's happening over here? You guys are whispering.
We're all good. Let's just carry on right now. Anyways, I mean, it's going to be interesting in the next...
Donald Rumsfeld over there?
No, we're just going to
keeping state secrets?
No, there's no state secrets here. There's no state.
Anyhow.
Anyways.
I mean, that's the excitement that we talk about that. Now, by the way, about the name, I just don't think people are going to get excited about the Jets name. We want it to be the Jets name. We don't think it's going to be the Jets name. Just our personal opinion.
I don't think it is either. I think that they're going to go their own way. I just think that's how it's going to be. I mean, I think they want a new start more than anything.
Well, I think they want a new start. I do. And whether I agree with that or not, it's not for my decision. I'm certainly entitled to my opinion. That'll be the next. You know, there's been a fever pitch for the announcement, a fever pitch for tickets. There's going to be a fever pitch for the name, and then a fever pitch, less so probably the structure of the organization, because I know a lot of the fans who aren't the hardest core fans don't care so much about who the GMs are and such.
Yeah, I mean, that's very much more of an inside, you know, an inside hawk. You just want the general manager to be somebody you can trust.
Now, we're going to scrutinize that with as much as we can. But
if you've been tuning into the show at all, you know that we can scrutinize things pretty in depth.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I'm interested to see from a personal point of view, and I think everybody in this room is. I'm interested to see how it gets the reception and the talk about it tonight in Hockey Night in Canada. I assume you guys agree as well.
I would think that
You have Don Cherry, you have Ron McLean, you have the Hot Stove tonight, you have Friedman. I mean, it's games. It's two of the Stanley Cup final. And I think it's going to be a big topic.
How can they not lead off with that?
Yeah, it's going to be led off with that. I really do.
Yeah, I think that it's not going to take it's not a long conversation. It's not a long conversation at all. It's just a conversation that is congratulations to the city of Winnipeg for stepping up above and beyond anybody's, you know, wildest dreams, at least, you know, wildest dreams as of Tuesday.
Right.
And, you know, proving that you are an NHL city, you're on solid footing for the next, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever, however long it's going to be, that this is a franchise it's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's as stable as any other franchise in the NHL.
Remus, talk about your experience today in the dungeon, as you call it.
Oh, my God. I have never... The two busiest days here for phone calls were probably today and maybe the Saturday after Brent. The phone calls ring off the hook. Everyone is, disappointed that they did get tickets or, you know, elated that they did. Everyone has their own story, how many computers you had open, how many windows you had open, how fast you got it. This whole day has been pretty unbelievable, and I'm happy to say that I was one of the lucky ones, so I'm really thankful for that.
Well, lucky ones in terms of getting tickets, because you're in for a quarter of a season ticket. Is that right, James?
I'm in for a quarter of a season ticket.
What section?
P5. So P5. We'll see what happens there. I'm just happy to be in the building.
That's right.
Now, really Drew, you're in P2.
I'm in P6.
Okay, so you and Remus can wave to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, exactly. We'll
if you acknowledge each other in public, I don't know if you do.
I have no problem acknowledging Remus.
Remus?
I don't know. We're not really that close friends. I'm still not sure if I'm going to be invited to Drew's wedding or
Ooh.
Not.
Oh.
Whoa.
Getting a little sensitive now, are we?
I was rumored that I wasn't on that list.
Well, there's a waiting list.
There's no list.
I heard there's a waiting list.
I heard
list.
They actually maxed out the waiting
the
list.
The P3s
there.
Just went. Remus Evans were.
You can bait $10 and buy him a Slurpee and you're on the waiting list to Drew's wedding.
There's no list for the wedding, people. There's
period.
No
not
list.
Only is there not a waiting list, there's no list.
That's right. You're all off the list at this point in time. That much I can tell you.
And by the way, I mean, this is not like this is different. You know, we're on Saturdays and who knows what going forward and such, but. Drew, maybe give the readers an idea of the form. I know we have an article, I think, coming this afternoon from Kyle Kozier, our scouting correspondent, about Carl Klingberg, one of the upper-end prospects in the Winnipeg organization, a big Swede. So we're going to have that on the site. We're going to be keeping you up to date on the site with numerous pieces of information and analysis moving forward. Obviously, Michael had a terrific article this week about the Go Jets Go, about the name, whether it should be the Jets or not.
I must say some fantastic comments in the comment section. Everyone has their own take of why or why it shouldn't be Jets or what it should be. We're going to be really interesting to see, you know, what the name is going to be and the public reaction to that.
And I provided some analysis about the roster, and Dave's done a tremendous job updating links about Winnipeg every single hour, and he's done a great job. So we're hoping that you find it the place to be, as Gary said, along with the Free Press and I think the station. So
that's right. And we're thrilled to be a part of it, and we're thrilled to bring all the information that we can bring to our audience, some original pieces of commentary, and of course your daily links, and that's always available at www.legalcurve.com.
And Gary and Hass have obviously been doing great. That goes without saying.
Job. Yeah.
Every amazing guest on this week and did a great job. So
that's right, exactly. And we
spoke to both of them this morning.
That's right,
afternoon.
Hustler, yeah, morning, afternoon. Who knows what time it was? Hustler popped in. Gary called in. We're we're thrilled to be able to work in close partnership with Gary and with Andrew and with the entire team here on Sports Radio 1290. And we hope to bring that. This is just the start. I mean,
right.
This is just the this is the first week where the NHL is officially back to Winnipeg, and it's been a fantastic week, but this is what you're going to come to expect on a regular basis going forward here on Sports Radio 1290. It's your home for sports in Winnipeg, and that's our commitment to you, our listening audience, our fans. And that's not going to change no matter what. I think we'll wrap it up with cheers and jeers again as usual, boys.
Yep. Sure.
You guys think you can put together a cheer?
I can put together a cheer or a jeer.
Okay, Remus, how about you?
I'm going to cheer my dad.
Oh, we got to get to the intro music.
Cheers.
Back to the B team.
Congratulations.
He's brilliant.
He's a good guy. And jeers.
No, not good enough.
He's a bad boy.
I never seen something sticks like this.
Surprisingly not good.
Before I turn it over to you guys, just a shout out to our good friends at the Royal Winnipeg Ballet. We're sending you our love, and when we're chatting you guys up, it's because we do it with love and, of course, the utmost respect that you provide
sure,
the city and the quality of a performance that you put on. Known universally, along with the Winnipeg Jets name, the Royal Winnipeg Ballet stands right in line with you guys as being top-notch salesperson for the city of Winnipeg.
We only joke because we love.
Exactly.
They call to offer me season tickets?
Cheer or jeer?
E3.
Well, cheer 1A, I'll cheer the Royal Winnipeg Ballet. 1B, I'm going to cheer True North Sports and Entertainment for the amazing job that they've done basically from day one with the Moose and right up to this ticket campaign, because they sold out in, what did they say, 2 minutes?
Well, it depends on whose answer you want.
They sold out very quickly. Yeah. Cheer goes to them.
My cheer goes to the city of Winnipeg, the people of Winnipeg, the people of Manitoba, because this doesn't happen. I mean, True North puts everything in place. This doesn't happen without the fans. And that's the biggest thing. The fans were on computers, found ways to get tickets, were gracious when they didn't get tickets, were celebrating when they did, and that, just the excitement in the city is unmatched as far as I'm concerned. I get the full cheer to the people of Manitoba.
Michael Remus?
I'm going to cheer my dad, my brother BB.
Joel.
My brother BB sent me a picture of him,
on Facebook.
On his desk with two computers going in. He's able to get us tickets, so I'm happy that I'm going to at least a few games this year.
Muzzle, Joel.
Muzzle. And I'll wrap up cheers and jeers this week. I'm going to cheer all of you guys. Tim especially doing a fantastic job behind the board, staying late with us there. Richard, Ezra, Remus, we couldn't do it without all of you, keeping me in line, as it were. All of our callers, all of our tweeters, all of our emailers. Mm-hmm. It was chaos today, but chaos in the best positive way that I could say it. So, big thank yous today. Let's see if I can remember all of our guests from earlier today. 10 o'clock this morning, Campbell joined us. 10:30 this morning, Doc Emmerich joined us. 11 o'clock this morning, Scott Brown from True North Sports and Entertainment joined us. 2 o'clock this afternoon, Scott Brown from True North Sports and Entertainment joined us again. We encourage you to check out www.illegalcurve.com. All of your information, original articles, commentary, everything is available all the time at www.illegalcurve.com. Follow us on Twitter @IllegalCurve. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/IllegalCurve. And of course, if you missed any of this six-hour program today, you can download it on iTunes. Search for the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on iTunes, subscribe, and you get the show sent to your iPod each and every week. Until next Saturday afternoon, my name is Drew Mindell. On behalf of Richard Pollock, Ezra Ginsberg, Michael Remus, and producer Tim, you know that if it's Saturday, it's the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.